Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Beis. We are up to Sif Hei, the last line on page 36. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, "Umuter liftoach mayim lagina." One is allowed to open a stream of water into a garden. V'heinim shachim v'holchim v'chol haShabbos. So you're allowed to open up this channel or stream of water before Shabbos, and then it will be drawn out and it will go into the garden the entire Shabbos. Ulhaniach kilor ove al ha'ayin, and one is allowed to place a kilo, which is a sam shel refuah, some kind of medication, shenosnin al ha'ayin, that is placed on the eye. So one is allowed to put a thick medication on the eye before Shabbos, af al pi she'asur lanicho b'Shabbos, even though it's forbidden to put on this medicine on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it before Shabbos, even though it's going to continue doing the refuah on Shabbos. The reason why it's also to put it on Shabbos is A, because of shmearing, because it's a thick medication, and number two, because of refuah. V'loseis mugmer tachas akelim, when it's also allowed to put mugmer, we've discussed, it's having coals that you put spices on, and it makes a nice smell. So you're allowed to place the mugmer under one's kalim, v'heim misgamrin me'aleim kol haShabbos, and then the clothes of the kalim that are there are going to get the smell from the mugmer the entire Shabbos. V'afilu mugmer munach bekeli, even if the mugmer is resting in the vessel, it's going to be mutter. De'ein odom mitzuvah al shvisas kalim, a person is not commanded to have his kalim rest. V'lasei sa'urin begigis l'shrosam, one is allowed to place barley into water in order to soak them, and we'll see the reason is because you want it to start growing, and that would be usur on Shabbos because of Zoreya, but one is allowed to do it before Shabbos, even though it's going to continue on Shabbos. V'tu'anim b'koras beis habad v'hagas mibodyom al zeisim v'anovim, one is allowed to place the beam of the olive press or the wine press before Shabbos on the olives or grapes, v'hashemin v'hayayin hayotzei mehen mutter, and the oil and the wine that comes out from them on Shabbos is going to be permissible. V'ayin l'kamon simin shenchof siv beis. V'chein boser umalilos sheriska mibodyom, and so too boser, which is unripe grapes, umalilos is unripe grains, that you crush them before Shabbos, mutarim hamashkim hayotze mehem. So the liquid that oozes out of them on Shabbos as well is going to be mutter. Umutter lase schitim lesoch rechayim shalmayim samulcha hashecha. One is allowed to put wheat into a mill, a water mill, close to hashecha. We're going to stop over there on top. We'll just read the Mechaber, and the next year, Mitzvah, we'll do the Ramah. Now let's go back and do all the Mishaburas. So again, just to summarize, we're basically continuing on the theme of this siman, that anything that you start doing before Shabbos and you place it into action, and then the Malacha continues on Shabbos without you being involved, that is going to be permissible. And the Mechaber over here is giving various examples that we'll see more details of now in the Mishabura. So we begin in Sivkatan Lamed Hei. The first one the Mechaber mentioned was opening up this channel of water to go towards the garden, and the water will go there during Shabbos. Hainu sheposeach mayim samuch hashecha misvas hamayon sheyelech lagina lahashkosa. Discussing over here where you're opening up a channel of water right before Shabbos from the edge of a spring that it should go to the garden to water the garden, that is going to be mutter. If you look at note number 18, he discusses a very practical application for us nowadays. V'litol yayim yadayim b'kior shehamayim nishpochem imenu lagina der tzinor, to wash one's hand in a sink, that the water is going from the sink to the garden through some kind of pipe. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin shekevan she'en kavanoso lahashkos esagina, since your intention is not to water the garden, mutter lasos kein afilu b'Shabbos atzma, you're allowed to wash your hands there even on Shabbos itself, because it's not your kavana. Ay, the afal pishe p'sekresha huza, even though it's a p'sekresha, it's for sure going to happen that the water is going to go from the sink into the pipe out to the garden. Mikomokom kevan shenasa adover aidei koach sheni ein zel ogroma ba'alma. Says Shlomo Zalman, it's only happy through koach sheni. It's not that you're opening the water and it's going straight into the garden. You're turning the water on, washing your hands in the sink. It's going from there into a pipe and eventually into the garden. That's considered groma. And Shlomo Zalman says you'd be allowed to do that even on Shabbos itself. Continues the Mishabura Vaitu Sekotan Lamidvov. The next point of the Mechaber was that you can place this thick medication on the eye. Hainu afshe nishar munach b'Shabbos. Even though the medication is going to remain on the eye throughout Shabbos, va'yidei zeh misrapei v'holech, and through that you're going to be continuously healing. which is not really allowed on Shabbos, but since you placed it there before Shabbos, it's mutter to leave it there for Shabbos. V'hu adin shemutter laniach oz tachboshes al hamaka. For that same reason, you also are allowed to put some kind of bandage or some kind of dressing with a bandage on the wound before Shabbos, and it will remain there healing even on Shabbos. Now we said this is talking about a kilor ove. That's what you're allowed to do before Shabbos. The kilor rach v'tzolul. If the medication was thin and watery, then af b'Shabbos gufa mutar lahanicho k'shayashari mibol yom. Then even on Shabbos itself, you would be allowed to put this thin watery medication on your eye, as long as it was soaked and softened before Shabbos. K'lakamon v'simin shin chav ches siv chav aleph ayin sham. And if you glance over at note number 19, he says ubatama dover. The Shulchan Aruch explains over there the reason why this thin, watery medication is mutter to put on. First of all, there's no problem of shmearing because it's not thick. And secondly, he says in the Shulchan Aruch, Sha'usa kein eino nira kemisha nosen al atzmo samamonim. It does not look like you are placing on yourself medicine. Elo kemisha roches es atzmo bovad. Since it's watery, it looks like you're just washing your eyes. It doesn't appear to others that you are putting on medication. V'husav, and he adds on, Sha'af klape atzmo yesheker. Even though Sha'af klape atzmo yesheker, even though you know that you're putting it on for medication, Limro she'odea she'osekein l'refua she'harei eino rashai la'nicho el achar she'sharu b'mayimer Shabbos. Sorry, he says that he adds on, Sha'af klape atzmo yesheker. Even for himself as a heker, others don't recognize at all that it's being done for medicine. And even though he knows it's done for medicine, but there's a heker that will remind him not to do the problem with medicine, which is grinding up and making the medicine, because he knows that he wasn't allowed to do it unless it was soaked before Shabbos. So since he knows he had to soak it before Shabbos, we're not worried it's going to come for him to start grinding up and making the medication. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch passes over there that the thin, watery medication would be allowed to be applied to the eye on Shabbos. The note continues and says, V'chein la'orev trufa ba'ocha mi'bodyom la'ocha b'Shabbos. So too, if one wants to take medicine, stam on Shabbos, that normally you're not allowed to take, but if he mixes the medicine up with food before Shabbos, he's allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Sahora gonoshom zan orbach, that it's mutter. Why? Kevan shela'acherim nira hadavar ka'achila. Since again, for others that are watching, it looks like you're just eating, they don't know there's medicine there. Ah, you know there's medicine there. Ula'atzmo yesh heker b'mashi irav asa trufa Shabbos, and you know you're taking medicine, so that should be a problem. But again, the problem with taking medicine is you might come to make the medicine and grind up the medicine, but over here, since you have a sign for yourself because you know you had to mix it together before Shabbos, we're not worried that it will come to that on Shabbos, and it would be allowed for you to take this medication even klape yourself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter of Kadan Lamed Ches, we said this medication that is thick on the eye you could put on before Shabbos, even though it's usher to place it on Shabbos. Shema yimareach. Again, the problem is that you might shmir it. That's why you can't put it on Shabbos. Also, like we said before, because of refuah. Sifkaten lametes velosis mugmer. We were said you were allowed before Shabbos to place the mugmer on the begadim, even though they're going to be getting the smell from the mugmer throughout Shabbos. Levona umide besamim nosnim al ha'esh. Frankincense and other spices that you place on the fire, umma'ashtin ha'begodim she'ericha nodef, and it sends up some smoke into the garments to make them smell nicely. So that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. That would be considered nola, to bring a new smell into the garments. But if you set it up before Shabbos and it just continues throughout Shabbos, that is mutter. V'afilu mugmer, he said, even if it's munach b'klis, if cut on them, v'kol shekin gesham mugmer munach al ha'aretz d'shari. Certainly if the mugmer is only on the ground, it's not involving a kli, then even according to Beis Shammai, that says one is mitzuvah and shvisas kelim, that would be mutter even l'fi Beis Shammai. Sifkaten mem aleph goes on the next case where we said you're allowed to place the barley in a gigis l'shrosan. Sifkaten mem aleph the b'Shabbos aser, like I mentioned before, Shabbos is aser. That's a problem of zareya. Uklahamon b'simin shin lamed vav sif aleph ayin sham. But over here, doing it before Shabbos and leaving it there on Shabbos is mutter. The next case of the mechaber is placing the beam of the olive press or wine press on the olives or grapes before Shabbos in order to have the wine or oil oozing out on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Va'afilu lo nisrasku mikodem mutter litum. Even if you did not crush the olives or grapes before you placed on the beam, you're still allowed to place on the beam before Shabbos. Kevan shemaser la pu'ula kodem shetishka hachama v'kanal. Since again, you're starting the action, you're starting the malacha before Shabbos, it's continuing on its own on Shabbos, it is mutter. However, says the Mishavu, when it comes to the oil or the wine that's coming out of these grapes or olives, Kasa the Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes, De'ein mutter rakim hu toin ba'od hayom gadol. It's not going to be mutter unless you put the beam on the grapes and the olives earlier on during the day of Friday. Sheyuchol lehisrase kodem Shabbos aydei tinas akora. That way there will be time before Shabbos that they can get crushed through the korah that is being placed on them. V'imkein, and if so, afilu sochel luhu achar kach biyadayim b'Shabbos lekachil chatos. If it's true that they're already crushed from before Shabbos, then even if you would actually go with your hands and squeeze them out on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa, there wouldn't be a chiyuv chatos, because the juices are already oozing out. So for you to squeeze it wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa. V'lochein, therefore, a mashkin hayotzei mehen mutter. Therefore, the liquid that oozes out on their own would be permissible in that case. De'ein mokom ligzor mishum schita. Normally, mashkim that ooze out of a fruit on Shabbos are aser, because the word, you might come to squeeze it. But that's only when the concern that you might come to squeeze it is the concern of an issur d'oraisa. But over here, there would be no issur d'oraisa, because you placed the beam on early enough on Friday that it started crushing the grapes and olives before Shabbos. So even if you squeeze it on Shabbos, it wouldn't be d'oraisa. So therefore, whatever oozes out would be mutter, we wouldn't have the gzeira of mishum schita. That's all if you place the beam on early enough in the day that the olives and grapes can be crushed before Shabbos. Aval im yiton samach lashkia mamish, but if you would place the beam on the fruit mamish right before shkia, the lo yisrasku kodem haShabbos haydei akoros, and there wouldn't be enough time for them to get crushed by the beams before Shabbos. Aser amashkin hayotzei mehen, then the juices that come out of them will be aser, because gzeirish hamiyischot. Since at that point you would have an issur d'oraisa to squeeze it with your hand, because nothing is oozing out yet, so what would eventually come out would be aser midrabanan as a gzeira of shamiyischot. So although the Mechaber says you can place on the korah of the Beis Chabad v'hagas mibod yom, on the zeisim v'anodim v'hashemim v'hayayin hayotzim en mutter, the Magen Avram says that the shemen and yayin is only mutter if you put the beam on early enough on the day of Shabbos. Of course, you are allowed to put the beam on right before Shabbos. That wouldn't be a problem, but in terms of you benefiting from the shemen and the zayis, it would have to be done early enough that the crushing of the olives and grapes happened before Shabbos. Sifkotan Mem Gimel continues along with that theme, v'hashemen v'hayayin hayotze. The Mechaber said, then the oil and wine that comes out will be mutter. Pirish, af matzeh yotze b'Shabbos. Even that which comes out on Shabbos will be mutter. V'lo gazrinan shema yisrot. And we don't have a concern that you might come to squeeze them. K'mo shegazru b'mashin shezavu mezesen v'anovim shelo nisrasku. Like we have a similar gzera, that juices that ooze out of olives and grapes that were not crushed, there you're not allowed to have it because you might come to squeeze it. Ukid l'kabah v'simin shinchov sif aleph. Dahosam yesh chiyuv chatos im yischot. That's because over there, where it didn't start oozing out yet before Shabbos, you have a chiyuv daraisa if you're going to squeeze it on Shabbos. Al kein gazru afilu b'zavu me'atzman. Therefore, they were gozer, the juices that oozed out on their own, that should be awesome with the Rabbanan because you might come to squeeze it out. That's when the squeezing out would be a daraisa. Aval hocha shekfar nidrusu. But here where they were already crushed, aidea te'ina, through putting the beam on them, ubalav hochi zav me'atzmo, and anyway the juices are going to ooze out on their own. Elishiyotze tfei aidea schita biadayim, just more is going to come out through squeezing with your hand. Baze ein iser elamid rabbanan. In that case, it would only be an iser mid rabbanan. And al kain, therefore, bezav me'atzmo b'shabbos shari legamri. Therefore, if juices ooze out then on their own, it would be 100% mutter. This is the same reason for that which is discussed in the Mechaber right afterwards by the unripe grapes or the melilos, which is the grains that you crush them, would have the same din. The ayin b'bir alocha de'ein lahatir ki'im b'shedochan gam keim kodem haShabbos. The bir alocha brings down that one should not be matir only by having them crushed before Shabbos, but it should be that they were crushed and also pounded, which is a later stage in the processing, that all should be done before in order to matter on Shabbos. V'dichu yosem merisuk. Disuk is crushing it even more. It's called pounding it. That's even more than risuk, which is crushing it. Sivkata mem dalet v'chein boser. So too the unripe grapes. Now, what do you want the juices from the unripe grapes for? Anovim b'tchilosan k'shein dakim. Grapes in their beginning stages, when they're very skinny, motzi mehen mashke l'tabel b'basar. You take out their juices to use it as a dip for your meat. Because it's strong and it's close to becoming sour. Similar thing, the grain, shibolin. These are unripe grains, shalo boshlu, called sarkon. They didn't fully ripen. So miraskon, you crush them, v'to'anim ba'avonim, and you crush and you place them under the weight of stones. Umashke zov mehenu matabobo. And the juices ooze out from there, and you use it as a dip as well. Lase eschitim, the last case of the mechaber was that you can place the wheat inside the water mill close to chashecha. V'hu adin shemuter oz ba'atzmo lifto gamkein es ha-mizgeres shel ha-mayim sha'ideza tochen ha-rechayim. Not only can you place the wheat in the water mill, but you're also, before Shabbos, allowed to open up the valve of water that causes the grinding to happen, because again, you're doing it before Shabbos, you're setting it in action that it's going to continue on Shabbos, that is mutter. Sifkata memzayim, this is talking about a mill, shel mayim, velo shel behema, but not a mill that's being turned by animals. The odom mitzuva al shvisas behemto, a person is commanded to make sure that his animals rest on Shabbos, so this would only be mutter by a water mill and not by an animal mill. I'd like to read one more note over here, and that is note number 23. Which is going back to the beginning of the Mishabura in Sivkata Mem Gimel. We said the wine and the oil that comes out is going to be mutter. We said in the Mishabura, Af Mashe Yotze B'Shabbos, even that which comes out on Shabbos is mutter. So note number 23 says, V'chein l'hachnes mayim l'makfi samach l'Shabbos. So too, placing water into a freezer close to Shabbos, Kedei Sheyiyu Kerach B'Shabbos, so it should be ice on Shabbos. Should become ice on Shabbos, or Shom Zalman Paskin Shemutter. Sha'af Shiesh Asovrim Sha'asu Lisa Kerach B'Shabbos Mishum Nolad. Even though there are those who say it's usher to make ice on Shabbos because of Nolad. Mikomakom Kevan Sha'osa Kemeir Shabbos. Lamaisa, you're putting the water in the freezer before Shabbos. Uba'osa Shah Hayu Amayim B'Matzav Sha'ondam Lios Kerach. And now the water is in the matzav that it's standing to be ice. Hareza kenosein kora be'er Shabbos agabe zeisin v'anovim kedei sheyetzi men Hashem v'ayayim b'Shabbos. It's no different than placing the beam on the olives and the grapes in order that they should turn into oil and wine on Shabbos. So too, you are allowed to put your water in your ice trays before Shabbos, even though when Shabbos comes in, it's still water and it's going to freeze on Shabbos as mutter, because you're doing your ma'isa before Shabbos, and the melacha is continuing on its own by freezing the water and making it into ice on Shabbos. We will stop here and continue mitzvah Shem in the next year with the Ramah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Ma'ariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.